I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than 21 million people took to the polls this week in Uganda as human rights groups decried tight security and a nationwide internet shutdown. Voice of the Martyrs Canada Stephen Wesley says elections also took place amid increased persecution. Previously known as a haven for Christians in East Africa, Uganda is seeing more attacks targeting believers.
You're seeing an increase because the arm of Islam to try and control and prevent the spread of the gospel is real. As the government does get more involved in the police, it will help stem the tide.
Ask the Lord to fill believers' hearts with peace to rest in Him and boldness to continue to share the gospel.
As they have that strength from the Holy Spirit to endure, they know that the gospel will win in the end.
Then most orphans in Eastern Europe and Central Asia will never be adopted, about 85%. Slava Gospel Association's program, Orphans Reborn, helps local churches reach orphans with God's love and a church family. In Russia, an Orphans Reborn coordinator connected with an orphanage for children with special needs. And for the first time, believers were welcomed inside. More than 130 children heard the Christmas message and received gifts.
But to these kids, it's more than what they get. It's the fact that they aren't forgotten, that they get something and they know that someone is thinking about them. So through Orphans Reborn, they get the gift of family, the gift of the gospel, the gift of Christmas.
The coordinator was even invited back to the orphanage at the end of January. Join us in praying for ongoing open gospel doors. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.